about that.
Are you doing this for a theme papers or just?
It's sort of like that. It's one of my professors is really interested in this, and he's getting us to do things like that for him. So we're
all kind of. Where are you?
I go to Emory.
Emory.
That's right. Yeah. The reason I heard about you, I told you, Mrs. knows Mrs. who has a daughter, Beth, yes. Who's a friend of mine. You know, so when I was talking to Beth, who lives in Atlanta, I, of course, didn't know anyone. Mm-hmm. And Beth said, well, friends of Mrs. sound like they could help you out. So
Mrs. sister was my brother's wife.
Oh, I see.
That's how we can have a connection with Mrs.
Just goes on and on. Like, okay, what did you want to start with that?
Well, I have this, now it was back, as far back as I can remember what I've written down here about how the country was, you know, uh-huh. At that time.
That's right.
And,
I think I'm going to want to move this, excuse me. Ms. I think that this is going to be a little too far away. Can I just move this to the table here? I'll put that way back when we're done.
Back in, as far back as I can remember, people lived mostly in log cabins. Mm-hmm. You know, just little cabins made out of the whole logs.
Uh-huh.
And most of them were just one, just little one-room buildings, but they were big enough till they could have all their living things in the
uh-huh.
in one room. They'd have the bedrooms in the back end, uh-huh. and then the kitchen and.
In other words, the room might be bigger than this room here.
Oh, yes, yeah. That'd be a pretty good size room. And then, and some of them had two. One they'd call the kitchen and one the big house. And the big house would just have the bed in the living room area and all that. Mm-hmm. And the little one, the kitchen, would have all the things is connected with the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, begin to have small houses built of sawed lumber,
mm-hmm.
and some people had two stories where they'd have their beds upstairs. Mm-hmm. They'd call it. And
what were like the different names of the rooms? Did you call them by different names?
No, we didn't call them by different names. We only knew, I guess, about. As far back as I can remember, about a dozen houses that wasn't log cabins. And my grandmother had one that had the two stories, but of course it was small, and the stories weren't, I mean, the walls weren't very tall. And then we first lived in the log cabin, but later my father bought the my great-grandmother's home, and so we never lived in a log cabin anymore. And I guess there's maybe, well, I've already mentioned that though, but about a dozen houses I could remember then.
This is when you were really small?
Yeah, back as far as I can remember. I was real small when we left the log cabin.
Yeah.
And his parents too lived in a log cabin at first.
Was this in Canton? Did you
well, it was above
Canton,
north of Canton.
The same area that
yeah.
you grew up in.